Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
It's great to have you here. We've got a big day planned. We've got Scott Capurro coming in a little later. He's going to be on our secret show with us. He's actually got a gig on Saturday night in Hello, wake up, Pittsburgh, because Scott Capurro's coming your way. EJ Fair in Pittsburgh. It's a big night out. Go check out. I love Scott. I don't want to call him my best friend, but he's a very close friend, and he's playing at EJ Fair in Pittsburgh. I got a couple girls who, you know, might take issue with that. I thought I was your best friend.
I see.
Hey, before we get any deeper into the weeds, let's come back over here. We're looking for caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. You get to talk to Alex back at the station, and you win a party pack of 10 tickets to the Ramses the Great and the Gold of the Pharaohs exhibit at the DeYoung Museum.
So awesome.
We are all hoping to get over there maybe this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. It opens on Saturday.
Reminds me of Moon Knight.
Oh, why? What is a new Moon Knight that reminds you of? Is it like
it's
Egyptian thing?
It's all Egyptian.
Oh, fun.
The whole thing. It's all about that.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, Bryn? Moon Knight?
Yeah.
With a K-N-I-G.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is on where? Disney?
Disney Plus,
yes.
But it's all Egyptian. It's history-based. It's cool.
Nice.
It's
neat. Anyway.
I use more of Moon Knight, actually. Six episodes.
A little more Moon Knight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're looking for caller 9 right now and get you all set up. You get to enjoy that. Maybe we'll see you on Saturday. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity Trash This Hour is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Odyssey. We love the Odyssey app. It's free, by the way. It's completely free and has all the music and shows and podcasts and streams and everything you could possibly be looking for audio-wise. It's right there in the name. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you're typing it into the search and you're in your app store, Odyssey. It's audacious audio.
Odyssey.
And it is like a journey, you know, an odyssey. All your favorite stations, including this one, all there. And our secret show streams daily, weekdays at 10 a.m. This is appointment listening. It's old school. It's like the olden days when you had to be at that place at that time to see the Brady Bunch. Well, now you got to be there at that place, that time to hear the secret show. Although on Fridays, we do drop them all as podcasts.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So there you go. Oh, and of course, today on the secret show, it'll be Scott Capurro joining us.
Oh, I see some lucky listeners talking to Aho on the phone.
Oh, look at that. He's all, look at him all smiling. He's so sweet. Except when he's in the car. Then
except
he's a
when
big
he's driving.
Jerk. Big jerk. So I got an idea for, you know, the beer / music / face tattoo lover in your life. We've got a good Christmas potential gift.
You're describing Posty right now, aren't you?
I am. He's put up a he's put up a little video.
How did you know that?
Because I know that that's him. That's Post Malone right there.
Yeah. Well, just saying face tattoos really does narrow it down pretty far. But then you throw in beer, mm-hmm. you know. Now you
what is his thing? Bud Light, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't they have special Bud Light cans for Post Malone?
Know, but...
So he also loves beer pong, you know?
Okay.
He's apparently very good at it because there's a very dramatic sequence on his Instagram where he takes a ping pong ball, which I assume says Post Malone on it somewhere. I don't know. It's hard to tell. And he picks it up out. He shakes it off. And now he's looking down the length of the ping pong table. And he's lining up his shot. And his foot's getting his bare foot with tattoos all over it is getting a good grip on the fake grass. And he's sinking down. He's getting in his knees. And he lets it go. Will he make it? Oh, I bet he will. But here we're going about to find out. Oh, bear pong.
Beautiful.
So we've got the official World Pong League game set now available at Walmart and Amazon.
No, I swear. This guy, he's one in 100 million, but man, look at what musical talent allows you. He has indulged everything and anything he wants because of his success. I've decided to make a joint with Crocs. I've decided to sell beer pong sets.
And they come with the cups. They come with the beer. No, they don't. They don't come with the beer. They come with the cups. You provide your own beer, and they come with the ping pong balls. I think I even might have seen there's a picture of the whole set at the end of the Instagram post, and it's very official looking. I mean, it's wrappable. Mm. It looks like something you could get for that
beer
pong. Beer
pong, I mean, as a set goes, it's just red cups and a ping pong ball, right?
What we got in his is very special. Red cups, blue cups, and ping pong balls.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they got the whole thing going on.
He also did that thing with Popeyes where he ordered like thousands of dollars worth of Popeyes for his
fans.
With
Postmates.
That was like on a video shoot
or
something, right?
Yeah, I think one for a video shoot. He also did one of the times he ordered a bunch of stuff for Coachella or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Random.
Good for him. He's a nice man and he's living his best life. I hope
it's gonna
that
be
all
a daddy. I don't think they've had that kid yet. Maybe they have had a kid because he's got it. You know what? He's got a baby clothes line.
Oh,
and it's all like.
Oh my god!
I know it's dumb, but it's just regular baby clothes, but with like his logos and stuff on it. But if you want it, it's there.
A
for
baby
you.
Girl with his fiance.
So when did that kid get born? Is it pretty recent?
Looks like it was June is when.
Okay. So he's in the thick of things, but he's got time to make a beer pong video. So. He's clearly got some help. Or not. Maybe he's doing it the old-fashioned way. Speaking of face tattoos, Cardi B got one. Yeah. So I haven't... The guy who's doing the tattoo put up a very short video. And you can't... Honestly, I wouldn't have even been able to tell it was her, but they're saying this is Cardi B. It's like... It's sort of down on the... Above her jawline, like low on the cheek, sort of a jowl tattoo, I guess. And I personally can't tell that's her, but they're saying it is her, and that she. No one's had a look at it yet, but soon, I guess we'll get to see. Next time you see her face, it's gonna have a big old tattoo on it.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I do have one with her. Let's
did here. You find it?
Here's one. You see that?
Can
it's
you
down
see what
the
it
bottom
is?
Of
yeah.
her jaw.
Zoom in. I can't even tell what it is. Oh, that's the guy. Yeah. Well, what it looks like right now is blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really tell what he's put on there. Oh, is it a bee?
I can't tell.
It looks
what it
like
is.
They
looks
used like... red ink, Sarah.
And that's not a bloody.
No,
section?
Well, there can be blood after you get a tattoo. I'm sure. I think heads and faces bleed pretty good, but that looks like red tattoo ink.
Yeah, it looks like red and brown. Like, it looks striped. I can't tell what it is. I'm sure
it's small enough that. But the thing is, once you start you putting tattoos in new places, you start putting more tattoos in new places.
Right. Well, I need something to connect that to the rest of my tattoos.
And I don't know what that is in our brains that make us do that, but very few people get one and go, "I'm good."
Yeah, we like to fill in the blanks, and we. And once, if we get one and you like it, then you're like, oh, more of that.
Right.
Let's fill in these spaces. That'll be good. Anyway, Cardi B got a face tattoo. Right. It's I would say that's more of like a upper neck, barely on the jawbone tattoo.
Yeah, but you
I don't know if it qualifies
as
a full.
That's what I'm talking about. You see these cats, they do the one and then their whole face starts closing in around their nose with tattoos. Like. Posty's an example of that. He had the one, and then he just started getting them all over.
I'm always tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
He's got a look, though. I know him from that. 36 years ago today, my world changed. A lot of people's world changed. Bon Jovi released their third album, Slippery When Wet, featuring all the big ones. This was the one. I took one look at this guy, and I was like, I have got to have that hair. That is my hair right there. I mean, it's not, but it's got to be. I need it.
You brought that picture to the hairstylist and said this?
And she goes, yeah, all right, I can do it. I had a great hair. When I had my big hair, I was like, look, do you see how he's got some black and some red in there? And I'm like, do it all. And she was like, all right, let's have some fun. I was in that cover band at the time, Geneva. 1986 was my big year.
Those were your big years, yes.
Just one year, 1986.
You did all that in one year?
19 years old. Got through everybody. Got through New England. did I love this record. I mean, I think I bought it. There were definitely CDs by then, but I think I had it on cassette and later got the CD. You know, I wasn't made of money, you know? Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Back in the day when you guys were touring and you were the biggest rock star in New England.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you had a lot of groupies and you were very, 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 very active.
Mm-hmm.
Very. Did anyone in your band ever say, like, hey, dial it back, like, let's be a little more careful.
Let's just say I wasn't the very busiest in the band.
Oh.
Let's put it that way.
What?
Yeah. There were a couple cute boys in that band. And man, did we have some grungy looking fans. You know, one time this guy, I'd seen him at a few different gigs.
Geneva shows. So
I'd seen him at a few shows. So he likes the band and whatever. And he, you know, cause we hear a little knock at the dressing room door after the show or maybe on a, whatever. And he comes in and he's got this gigantic album. And I'm like, we're all in the room. And he comes in and he's like,
You mean a photo album?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I should have said photo album because old people will be like, what, a record album? They're bigger than regular. No,
don't call me old.
I meant the other old people. I wasn't talking to you specifically. So he walks in the room and he's got this huge and I think he had like a box with pictures that didn't make the album that he was going to, you know, offer us or whatever. But it was weird. It was all photos of mostly me, but everybody in the band. But they were all weird photos, like, not even like, it would
Here's
be like
you
my feet
getting
in
your
shoes.
Car in front of your house
right.
on Tuesday morning.
Not quite that scary, but weird, just like, you know, sort of like the angle of a microphone in a hand or, you know, some were boob shots and those were expected. But it was just, I don't know, he thought he was like an artsy guy and that we were going to. I think he might have wanted us to like buy the album off him. We were just like, that's great, freak. You know.
Well, that's back in the day when phones didn't exist.
Right. Right.
He was using actual film.
He used actual, right.
But you boned him anyway, right?
I did not.
Oh.
No, he
was. Not even a pity bone.
You know, you can just tell when someone's like, you're a little too into us. You know, you're a little too into me.
I thought for sure this story was going to end with like, well, and then I thought, well, I mean, who deserves it more than this guy? Let's go back.
Right? He's worthy, I guess.
You know, he blew it when he walked in with the album of Love. I was like, no, thanks.
Anyway, you think
Bon Jovi.
He had a shot until he did that.
I don't know that he had a shot. I don't know. I not that I was that picky or anything. Anyway, 36 years ago today, Bon Jovi released an album that changed my life, Slippery When Wet.
Mm.
30 years ago today. In 1992, little Frances Bean was born to Kurt and Courtney. Nirvana's Kurt Cobain, Hole's Courtney Love. So she's 30 years old today. Hard to believe. You know, when I worked in St. Louis, like 93, 94, I don't know when Hole put out that big album, but they came through town. And
Was that called Live Through This?
I think that first album was called that. But there's Courtney and her band, and I went to this small club and saw them, and the baby was there.
Oh.
Yeah. like, I don't know how old she was. Was she a year, 2 years? But it was like just, and then, you know, Kurt was still alive, I guess, at that point. And when did he, 94, I think?
I don't remember.
I think it was 94. It could have been later. But anyways, there you go. She is
so 94. Awful. It's such an awful thing to think that someone with that much talent couldn't just find a way to just take a break. And just, you got the money, just take a break. Don't feel pressure of your status in the music world when all you have to do is unplug and say, nah, I'm done.
Yep.
I watched the other night, I was looking, clicking around, and it's on Axis TV. You know, there's a bunch of like rock music type stuff on that channel. And it says Stone Temple Pilots in concert 2010. And I thought, was he back in the band or was this with the new singer? So I clicked on it just to see. And it was with Scott Weiland. And he was crushing it. Mm. Like, Stone Temple Pilots has great songs, huge hits. And he was the guy. And on stage, it was, I guess he was back in the band. This was in between rehabs,
Bouts,
I guess. Or
rehab,
something.
Right.
But he was killing it. And he looked healthy, and he looked handsome, and he had the whole audience eaten out of his hands. And you have to figure the band was like, this is it. This is what we do.
Right.
We with come on stage guy. And crush right. it with this guy. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to fall off again, and we all know where he is now. Heaven.
Rest in peace.
Right.
As you know, also in heaven is Olivia Newton-John. Oh, yeah. She passed just recently. Coldplay looks like what's happening here is Coldplay's touring, and then they at various stops they have guests come on. One of the people that is guesting on this is Natalie Imbruglia, who is the the Torn. If the yeah. sun is torn, I'm mm-hmm. all out of faith. I like her a lot, and but I think that Jacob Collier is also on this, and that was a kid that my kid was a freak for this guy, and he. He was very, very young when he began posting like videos on YouTube. He's one of these perfect pitch musical genius guys, like super jazzy. A lot of jazz people love this kid. He's a little older now. I think he's in his 20s by now. But I guess he's also a part of this. But it looks like Chris Martin, Natalie Imbruglia, they covered Summer Nights as a little tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So here we go.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Well, oh, well, oh, well.
Oh, you guys got the sound right from the mixing board, huh?
Yeah, it sounds great. Anyway, it's, that had to be a pretty damn fun thing to be at. And, if you're going out to see Coldplay, lots of fun and surprises, so...
That's great. That actually is cool.
It is. It's really neat. 1975, Grease came out.
It's been
neat
watching. I mean, it's sad that it, you know, what has brought about all the posts, but it's been neat watching how many people love that movie. And the a lot of people are like, why don't we get movies like this anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe we just
maybe
don't.
Right. This generation's Grease will be some other thing that, you know. Anyway, it was sad to lose Olivia, and must have been lovely for the people who were at the Coldplay concert. They were like, oh, thank God it's on another Coldplay song. I'm kidding. I kid. I joke. I'm only kidding.
That crowd is massive.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is like Coldplay. They got some fans.
Oh, yes.
That
yes,
is a humongous do. Stadium right there. Let me see if I can see where that is. Wembley. That's Wembley Stadium in London. Damn. It's humongous. Mm-hmm. That's got to be. It looks like 100,000 people.
Yeah,
I'm sure it can be. I don't know. Okay, so next up is Demi Lovato has a song called 29. And she won't say if it's about Wilmer Valderrama, but it's totally about Wilmer Valderrama. It seems pretty obvious to me just reading a few of the lyrics. Apparently, he was 29 and she was 17 when they began dating.
Gross.
That's how old they were when they met. The song includes lyrics like, just 5 years of bleeders, student and a teacher, far from innocent, what the F's consent, numbers told you not to, but that didn't stop you.
Mm.
So she said, I needed to get this off my chest, and I refuse to confirm or deny that this is about Wilmer Valderrama. So we're going to hear
a little bit. But it's about Wilder Valderrama.
Yes.
On the vine, too young to drink wine, just 5 years of bleeder, student and a teacher, far from innocent, what consent, numbers told you not to, but that didn't stop you. Finally 29, funny just like you.
I mean, honestly, it couldn't be more blatant. So.
Yeah, it's beyond obvious. Yeah. And and I don't know what him getting called out will do. It seems like there are dudes that want to date young chicks. It's pretty gross. But the only way that can be fixed is, I don't even know if a parent says no. Does that just make it that much more important to you?
Yes, at 17, I don't care what my parents say to me. I'm doing what I want. I'm practically completely, I am grown up.
It's almost like
I'm a grown ass woman.
You want to do what they don't want you to do.
Right, exactly. Oh my God. Anyway, there's that. That's her new song.
I'm sure he's not having the best day as this makes its way around the country. Not that he deserves to have a great day because of what he was up to, but.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, you get to the other side of that maybe and he's like, whew, I didn't get in trouble for that.
Somehow now, unscathed, right?
Yeah, now there it is.
Mm. Do we have time to do the Nicki Minaj thing? Is that pretty long?
Heck
or?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. She went off on Kevin Federline for dissing Britney. We'll listen to a little bit of this. This All is right. about him and his sons, their sons, posting videos of her. Being a mom.
You understand what kind of a clown you have to be to be a whole grown man. And as soon as you see somebody happy and getting married and being and moving on and being free and feeling good in their own skin to do the very thing that you know is going to attempt to break them down, going to the media, you know, only cowards use the media against a famous person who they once loved, they procreated with, they once were being taken care of by, using the person's fame as this constant gotcha moment. And you think you're not going to have karma from it?
You are going to have karma. Anyway, in closing, she told Kevin to leave Britney alone. So there's actually quite a long rant. That's just a tiny little piece of it. And you can hear that on her. It looks like everybody's got a podcast, including Nicki Minaj. She's got something called Queen Radio.
Oh.
There you go.
Leave her alone.
All right.
And check out Odyssey. I'm sure it's on there.
I saw an article. And, you know, I say article, but I use that loosely because it's the internet and I can't even name check who'd written it. But it was about Tommy Lee and Britney and their need to post themselves naked on normal websites. Like, what are these two doing? And yeah. I actually hadn't seen the pictures that they were using for Britney and
are they these ones?
The ones there's those them. And then there's the one of her butt, like she's kneeling on the bed. It's from behind. I just was like, wow, I didn't see. Well, I don't follow her, so why would I see him? But they were pointing out, what are these people? Why don't they get enough attention?
Yeah.
Mm. Guess not.
Oh boy. Yeah. But they are good pictures.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Cheers. Anyway,
it's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Pardon me. Oh. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest to see any cool giveaways we have. While you're there, browse around and take a look at the latest news stories and get our show's full podcast. That's at RadioAlice.com. All right, here's what's happening. So weather-wise, you should see sunshine and highs in the 70s and 80s. I have a bright blue sky overhead.
Yeah,
so
looks
I hope
good.
You do too.
All right.
Let's
Looking
see here.
Good.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make you aware that the next big thing for those of you who are Apple fans is September 7th. So here are your holidays as I see them. You've
okay.
got your Labor Day, which is the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got your Apple Day,
yeah,
which means your new watch or phone are going to be debuted and shown, and you'll spend thousands of dollars on stuff you probably don't need. And then and then it's Halloween. Next up, Halloween, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
We were out to eat with our neighbors. As you know, my neighborhood goes crazy
yep.
for the holidays.
All the holidays, yeah.
Yeah. And we were out with one of the couples down, this couple doors down, and they're one of the best jobs on the street. And the missus, Cheryl, was like, I get in the shower and all I can think about is this year's Halloween display. And
that's so funny.
I was like,
they're obsessed.
Oh my, how is it a naked lady gets in the shower and can actually think about something other than being a naked lady?
Wow. That is, well, there's
that's
a glimpse.
I know, right? It's incredible.
Do you think of anything other than being a naked man when you're in there?
Well, I'm a man the whole time.
So you're thinking,
I
wish there was also a naked
lady.
Lady.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I get it.
That's what's yeah.
I do some good thinking in the shower.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Lucky.
It's not about naked ladies, though, at all.
What?
No.
You too, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Halloween, everyone. It's coming.
I don't know how we got there, but it's...
How do you do it?
I told you. It's Labor Day.
Yep.
The Apple event.
Yep. Naked
Next
ladies
up,
in the shower.
Halloween.
And now you're picturing the lady in the shower naked thinking about Halloween. I get it.
Okay.
Yep.
Something like that. I mean, I don't know. All right. We'll move on. So let's see. There's
just
that.
Remember, when Vinny thinks Halloween, he thinks naked lady in the shower.
Well, I feel like when any of us think anything, we think naked ladies in general.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Ass
facts.
Ass facts. fast.
Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Oh, everything else can heal itself?
I never really thought about that, but yeah, broken bone, if set properly, will heal correctly and you'll be good.
I got a
human teeth.
I don't know.
Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue.
Yep, I've been busy scrubbing that right off my teeth my whole life.
Yeah, you are. You're honestly, I don't know how you don't have teeth pain.
I know.
Really?
Like,
and you still haven't found a dentist, have you?
Well, I will say I haven't been very actively looking. I was looking before the pandemic, and now I got to just figure that out. But it's a good reminder, Vin, that I need to get in there and get those teeth looked after.
You know, I back to the human teeth are the only part of the body that I broke my finger on graduation day. Mm-hmm. This was when I was, I guess, 18, right?
Right, sure.
I break my finger that day, and then I tape it and just have to go to graduation and I go to the things I've got to do that day. And then I go to the doctor and they go, well, all we can do is give you one of those neat little sticks.
Yeah.
And you tape your finger to it and you're going to look like this in everywhere you go for a while. That finger never, like, it works perfectly.
Yeah.
But you can feel that it didn't heal right.
Does it pain you ever?
No, well, it pains me when I feel that there's a weird lump in my finger, but no, it works fine.
Yeah.
Works fine,
it doesn't
normal.
Appear like bent or anything.
Nope.
I knew a guy who broke his finger playing basketball, his pinky, and his finger was completely, like, if he would hold his hand up like this, there'd be a pinky sticking out sideways like that. It was just broken to the side. And I don't know if he just never bothered setting it, but even when he would close it up, it would sort of crumple on itself. It was like this weird... So you're lucky. You got it's your finger straight. It doesn't look it's useful for things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he'd be typing and he'd be hitting the shift key the whole time. Like, it's every time he tried to.
it
just
does seem
be hard
weird,
to type
though,
with a finger that went off to the side.
When you're 18, you don't think about what this finger will feel or look like when you're 53. But here I am and I can still feel that break.
Yep.
There it is.
There.
Swanee back right into my finger, and we all heard it break. Right there playing basketball in my front yard.
Is always, what is it about basketball? It's the ball bounces up and jams the finger.
I had my hands out, and he was backing into me. He's pushing back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, I don't know. I don't know
just
what
hit
I
hit it
did.
Just right. And
we all heard the sound and went, whoa.
Yeah,
and
there's nothing like hearing a bone snap.
Yeah, and then then it was like, man, we have graduation in 2 hours, so I have to get my act together. And
I'm not going to the parties tonight, obviously. So
I made all the parties. We'll move on to another fast fact. New Coke has a terrible reputation. I mean, Coke. They brought Coke Classic back and just got rid of New Coke. It has a terrible reputation, but before it launched, it beat original Coke and Pepsi in blind taste tests. No one gave it a chance, is what they're saying.
Really?
I guess.
So it's gone. You can't get new Coke.
I don't think so.
Huh.
Walt Disney was so bothered by the movie Psycho, he banned Alfred Hitchcock from Disneyland.
Oh.
Had you ever heard that?
No.
All right. There's a new thing for you. Now you know.
Just didn't like it. Just too scary.
I mean, it is.
This is this from the guy that, you know, Bambi's mom. We all know what happens to her. I mean, Jesus, everybody in those movies. The terrible things happen in Disney movies.
Yeah. Yep. Girl Scout cookies are set for a new one. They're called Raspberry Rallies. And
that sounds good.
They're, let's see here. Thin Mints are the most popular Girl Scout cookie, and this is a spinoff. The Girl Scout cookies, Girl Scouts just unveiled their newest cookie. It's a raspberry version of Thin Mints minus the mint part. So it's that cookie.
But with a raspberry flavor
instead.
It's
got a raspberry flavor
to
it.
Oh, I'm in. I like it.
You do?
I do like I love a Thin Mint. I like them frozen. Hold them in my mouth, warm them up, sopping them.
Do you eat raspberries plain?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Love raspberries. I love raspberry jam.
Too.
I like raspberries in salads. Down with the raspberry.
Yeah, I am as well. And we are in this family. Like, the kids will just eat them.
My kids used to put, you know, like olives and raspberries, you'd yep. slide them onto your fingers and then, oh my God! Adorbs.
Couple was arrested Bye-bye. After allegedly doing it on the giant wheel at Cedar Point in Ohio. It's one of the tallest Ferris wheels in the United States. It happened on Sunday evening. The man and woman are both 32 years old. There were multiple witnesses, including two juveniles, apparently. They say
the children!
They say they knew people were watching and didn't care and even laughed about it. People complained to security, though, and the cops were called. At first, the couple denied doing anything. We didn't do anything. The woman said that she dropped a pack of ciggies and bent over to pick them up, and the guy was just helping her. They later admitted, all right, we were doing it, and they were charged with public indecency. Let's see here. Since two of the witnesses were minors, the charge was enhanced to a misdemeanor of the first degree.
Oh, you little rotten gutter snipes.
It probably sucks to be in trouble and make national news, but they did it on a Ferris wheel. I can't say I've done that. Can you?
Check. No, I can't. And I wouldn't. Right. I would just, I'm not an exhibitionist like that. But there are people. I mean, you know, I got to see some people doing some stuff just the other day. Good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right there in the streets of San Francisco.
Just crowded sidewalk. Park pulled over, bobbing head. I don't know what was happening. Maybe he dropped his keys and she was just getting them for him.
Baby name experts have released a list of the top Google searches for can I name my baby blank.
Okay.
There are dozens of names on it, and here are some of the highlights. Apple. Amen. Baby.
Baby.
Batman.
Cinderella. Is the answer yes on all of these? I mean, you can name your baby anything, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you.
Doctor.
Oh, doctor.
Disney. 11.
Oh, 11's cute.
Is it cute because you love Stranger Things? Because if you didn't, you'd go, 11, that's just dumb.
Hey, Bryn, 11, that might be the E name you're looking for to complete your alphabet.
You got
Anita, Bryn, Cameron,
I'm sure.
Derek, and 11. I like
what
11.
What about the same letters? I don't know. It's the same letter. Evelyn.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, look, I'm not tied to E, but, you know, I'm down for it.
No, I think you are tied to it.
Kaya. Kaya's a great
Name. Kaya's great.
I like
Kaya. I know someone with a kid named Kaya, and it's a great name. Actually, Cam I know a couple of people with Kaya's.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. These are the baby names people are searching on Google. Is it okay to name my kid God?
Yep, it is.
Is it okay to name my kid Heaven, Jesus, John or Jane Doe, Khaleesi, Lucifer, Love, Nirvana, Shrek, Saint, and Zero? You name your kid Zero.
Zero's a tough one. I mean, honestly, I would like to meet someone named Lucifer. How interesting is that? Wow, Lucifer, huh? Let's talk for a bit.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 310 says, broke two fingers and never went to the doctor. One is straight and one is crooked. Both work fine.
Oh.
All right. Fingers, your digits. You got to be careful with them. They break pretty easy. You need them. It's amazing how much you need your hands.
First you trash them, then you play them. Coldplay.
I know. No, I was a kid and I love Coldplay.
Yeah, of course we do.
You know, that was when I ruled the world.
510 says, how's Garage Cat? I don't hear Vinny talk about him anymore.
How is Garage Cat?
Leo is in cat heaven.
Oh, when did that happen?
A little while back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And by the way, I don't know how many people in our neighborhood listen to this show. I'm guessing not all of them or not even many of them because we're far from.
All of them do, obviously.
But either way. This neighborhood has coyotes, a bad case of coyotes. Like you hear them almost every night after they've caught something howling like at 2 a.m. You just go, oh God, gross.
I know.
What now? I hope it's only the bunnies that live in the neighborhood and not someone else's cat, but we definitely have a coyote problem.
Is that what you think happened to Leo?
Yes, that is what I think happened
God,
to Leo.
God, it really is. It's
and he was
tragic.
A house cat too, but they do get out.
They do.
You know, I mean, they spend all their time trying for that to happen. And when you have kids who are like, I'm holding the door open because that's what I'm a kid and I do that.
Right. You know, yeah. John sat me down. Like, I was really upset when one of our cats, actually both of our last cats were coyote victims. And as we were, I was crying about the second cat and I just felt terrible. I loved that cat so much. And he was like, you know what though? Think about all the little animal murders that cat committed.
Like, the cat, oh, so it deserved
the cat. It. It's not that it deserved it, but that it's
so
part,
it's karma.
It's part of the food chain. It's a food chain thing, you know, like they're a massive predator. He probably murdered, you know, thousands of rats and birds and mice, et cetera, in his life. And he is part of that food chain. And that's what happened to him. He's like, you gotta, you know, it's horrible, but don't, you know, it's almost like a natural part of life. I'm like, what if I didn't let him out? God, I'm such a crybaby.
Well, I'm glad that helped you.
It did help me because now, you know, when my cats don't come in at night, I'm like, okay, well, don't be in the food chain, kid. Come on home.
415 says, Vinny, until 2010, Japan was the number 2 economy in the world. That's when China surpassed them.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the auto industry for a long time was...
And electronics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I actually thought of that when I thought of Germany. I went, oh, German cars. I mean, mm-hmm. And all kinds of home appliances as well, right?
Yes, that's true, Ben.
So, yeah. But I just thought that was interesting that Japan is teensy tiny
it
by
is
comparison
small.
To, say, yep. India.
Right. Where is that coming from?
Oh, yeah, I left it on, and that's just somebody logging on.
Oh, that would be our guest for the secret show. I see.
Oh, is it time? What time is it? Oh, yeah, I got to go.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, 3 words to describe Amelia Clark, and Scott Capurro is our secret show guest.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.